off. Turn that on.
All right, I like that.
Turn me up. Turn me out.
The headphones. Hey, hey.
Okay. Oh, wait, where's my phone? My phone. Oh, it's okay. It's in the chair, so the vibration shouldn't bother us this time. Oh my god, it feels like it's been forever, but like to the audience, it's only been like a week, right?
We've been stretching those episodes out.
Making it count. Making it count where you can.
I mean, there's been episodes.
There's been episodes. We stay true. They're on Patreon if you need to access them. It's been a while. I am still in California for now. By the time this goes up, I will not be. What?
The last episode that went up, you hadn't left for California yet. You were leaving that Friday or Saturday.
Yeah, because we haven't recorded the whole time I've been here.
So technically, like for the listeners, it'll look like you just went to California for like 2 days.
A week.
I just came, you know, I flew in, came to see some people, and then I left. And now I'm on my way.
Oh, baby.
Back to New York. But I guess we have a lot to catch up on, so.
Mm-hmm.
While Ari finishes up her dinner, we're just going to step right into this episode. And it's not sponsored by me. Ah, but it is sponsored by Empty Plate. Let's go. She cleaned her plate. Shocking.
Are you shady?
What?
Are you shady?
What?
The Shade Parade.
And this is the Shade Parade, where we have all of the opinions and none of the facts. Her Spotify Wrapped says that she was the most played in 2022. Give it up for my co-host, Ari Kiki.
And she's the ashiest scoff girl you can see with pigtails, Vicky Villaness.
Wow. Oh my god.
It's not ash, it's soot.
Well, I was trying to make a Wednesday Addams reference, and it's funny if you're black and you're ashy versus just white makeup.
That might be racist.
I think it is. I think it definitely is borderline.
I was going to let her go.
I'm like, it's 13% black here, so I think I'm kind of okay. I didn't use the N-word. I just...
Well, as someone who is 28% Irish or English, I can certainly say cracker as much as my mouth will let me.
Oh.
Cracker. Yeah. So Ari, did you get your Spotify Wrapped for this year?
I guess you haven't looked at my Instagram stories today.
I made a
proclamation. I said I have an announcement to make. I don't have Spotify, and as of today, I'm very happy to say I'm glad I don't.
Really? You don't want to?
No one gives a fuck. No one gives a fuck. I don't want to know about the make-believe concert. I don't want to know about your make-believe three-day festival. I don't care about who you listen to because you're bored or depressed for you listen to her 300 times. I don't want to know about no Taylor Swift in your Swifty life. I don't care about no Lana Del Rey. If it's not Bad Bunny, get out of my face.
Well, actually, Bad Bunny was the
most streamed artist. If I didn't see it on everyone else's Instagram and Twitter, I am aware Bad Bunny is the most played artist of the year for the second time in a row.
Oh my god. Okay, yeah. She's heard it all.
Tired. I don't care. Send me nudes. Let me see kids falling. I don't want to see this shit. The cooking videos. I'm that adult now. I watch cooking videos on TikTok.
I mean, it's different from you watching eating videos on TikTok, so
I know. I guess ASMR to eat to cooking the stuff you're gonna eat for the ASMR.
No, I guess we know what came first, the chicken or the egg.
Shade Parade.
Welcome to the Shade Parade. I actually am really excited for this because, yes, we've been gone for a little minute, but not even really. But
we haven't done this in a month.
We haven't done this in a month, but y'all have been listening all along. So that just means we're doing our job right. And because we've done our job so right, we've been nominated again for another Glam Award that we're probably going to lose to Mother
Nature. We're going to lose to Bunny and Monet, yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
Talk about it, bitch.
It doesn't look like that. It doesn't appear that there's going to be any public votes this year, but we'll wait and see tomorrow when the...
Oh.
No, because Cherry didn't mention anything about public votes this year, so I don't know. But if there are public votes... I've heard it's supposed to be the podcast, the video of the year, and I believe the brunch. I had gas. Best brunch of the year. So if those are options, we'll post it on our social media so you guys can go give us our roses, hopefully.
Yeah, if we're allowed to have you guys vote this year, then we will definitely post it all over our socials.
Did you say something?
Speaking of,
dandelions.
What'd you say?
Roses or dandelions?
What's the big difference?
Well, that one flatlined. It was.
I think roses are dandelions are just about blowing your load in someone's face.
Is he correct?
Give this man his dandelions.
Well, since he's the one that knows, I'm sure he.
Hi, I'm Mitch. Blow me.
if you haven't already. But like, yes, we are nominated this year. I don't know if we're gonna get able. I mean, you might not be able to vote, but like, also happening around the same time as the nominations is something.
Get to it, girl. You know this is a 2-hour episode. If we don't.
I was building up the suspense. I mean, it's taken you so long to get here. I just thought you would appreciate it. The anticipation of it all. We're talking about your we're all getting around. After Christmas, we're ready to have pernil because Ari Kiki's having a roast.
Yes, that is true. I wasn't ready to announce it yet, but it's fine.
You already announced it.
I haven't said the date yet to anyone. Well, publicly, I haven't.
I mean, it's fine.
Well, I haven't gotten a flyer. That's the thing. That's fine. I'm going to be celebrating all of January, point blank period. All of January is going to be Kiki. She's turning 40. But the actual roast is happening, if everything goes as planned, on January 22nd. Officially roasting me thus far. Are, of course, Vicky, Prodigy Major, Alana McGriddles, and Svetlana Stoli. And Chauncey Dandridge, who's probably going to be the DJ as well. It's going to be a mix of roasts and a mix of performances, because I still want to make money from tips. People don't tip to hear people talk. So,
in my personal opinion, I think everybody who enjoys and appreciates Ari Kiki should come out to her roast regardless whether or not she performs. I think you should come out and you should give this bitch a dollar and tell her what you actually think about her. I actually think you should, if you can't be there for the roast, you should add to your Instagram stories and send a screenshot of your Venmo donation for her birthday along with a nice little read. I think we should celebrate Ari Kiki the way that she should be celebrated, with a bucket of chicken and the shadiest things we can think of.
All right, we still have 2 months to promote this, so we will definitely be bringing this up in January. I am excited, and I will keep y'all posted. It will be a Stonewall, of course.
Of course.
As far as I know, that's why I don't want to make an announcement yet. There's stuff in the air right now, and I can't talk about it.
Okay, so I shouldn't have said anything.
Never stopped us before.
We can edit this part out of the. Yeah, we can just wrap
it up. Record on a Wednesday, so this could be out by Friday.
Or Monday, or whichever day it ends
in the next 4 to 5 days.
So what have y'all been up to? It's been a month.
Do you want to start, since you're bi-coastal at the current moment? Or do you want me to take over and go like I usually go?
I mean, if you can concisely give us a overview of the highlights of Ari's month.
When did you left when? After Halloween.
Yeah, I left on the 2nd or 3rd.
So our last recording was on the 3rd, if I'm not mistaken. And it is currently the 30th.
You and these dates. As long as we don't throw out dates, no one ever knows when
when I listen to it later and I have to write up stuff, I like to know when the fuck we're at. All right. So, starting in the beginning of November, I did the Donomus with Major benefit at Stonewall with Prada, Brenda, and Jada. We raised more than we've raised in the past. I think it was like $11,000.
Yeah, $9,000 or $10,000. Yeah. Okay.
Between the t-shirt sales, the tips, and then the donation from Home Depot, because Prada works at Home Depot and they match a certain amount of the donation, I think up to $3,000. So all in all, we raised $3,000, which is amazing. And that goes all to the... Yeah.
Talk about get a queen.
The National MS Society. So that was great to be part of. I've been doing it with Prada for like the past 6-7 years. And Brenda. Huh?
You did choreography this time.
To a certain degree. They ended up changing the choreography at the last minute for the group number. They're like, and it killed me because it was like this whole moving your arms real fast thing, and I don't do fast. There was no way I could do it at the same speed they were doing it. So when it came to me to repeat the motion, they just did the whippa hand shimmy that I do. And I fell out because I knew it was coming, and the audience knew what was about to happen, or at least they thought they knew what I was about to do. And then when we all did the little shimmy, shimmy shake, they all fell out because they're like, oh, this bitch. So I just had fun. Also, went to go see Wakanda Forever twice.
Let's talk about it.
Amazing. First time I saw it in regular screen. And then the second time I saw it in 3D. And in seeing it the second time around, I got a little bit more emotional when it came for all the moments about like the tributes to Chadwick at the beginning and at the end, which I think were really well done, really tastefully done. And there was I did appreciate how much the film mimicked real life in that essence.
Some of the murals and stuff were even inspired by murals that, like, are in real, like the real world.
Real world, yeah.
Like you can see them around the world.
And then I appreciated the storyline they gave us with Shuri. I appreciated the storyline they gave us with Namor.
Namor, the Talokans.
I love how black people have the Wakanda forever, and now the Latinos have the Talokan thing. So that's kind of Ryan Coogler. Am I saying it right? Is that his the director's name? Amazing job, visually stunning, great music choices, great story.
The movie was 3 hours long. I could have spent one of those 3 hours in Talokan.
Yeah,
just like getting to learn the culture and like
exploring the
world. Yeah, wait for the video game. Okay, down.
Also, I stumbled recently this last week. I stumbled across a YouTube video where a YouTuber went through different interviews and kind of figured out what the original storyline was for Black Panther 2 before the passing of Chadwick. So that was kind of interesting to like kind of piece together what could have been.
I'm curious.
So the son was supposed to be part of the storyline from jump.
Okay.
And it was going to kind of come into play with from what the guy pieced together. This is all from like interviews. It was kind of the storyline. Go ahead.
Actually, I'm raise a finger when you're done because I haven't seen it yet.
No,
I haven't seen it.
DJ. Bad black person.
Yeah.
So I was.
We were forgiven when we didn't go see that fucking bullshit gay movie a couple of months ago. What was that shit? Yeah, we were all forgiven when we didn't go see Bros. But you didn't go see Wakanda Forever? Give me your card.
Yes, man, I'm pumped.
Supposed to, but something happened, like basically a death of my friend's family.
And like, he couldn't find a pirated version online by now.
Hold that thought.
Continue. No, it's too late now. I can send you a link. I believe I even sent a link to the group chat with like a bootleg version.
Did you say someone died?
I'm sorry.
Never mind.
Okay. I enjoyed the film. I guess I'm not going to talk about it anymore since DJ hasn't seen it.
Well, yeah. The only thing I can really say is, have you signed the petition?
For what? What?
To give Namor his dick back.
I haven't gotten the link for it. I will definitely sign it.
They said... There's an interview that's floating around of the actor who plays Namor, and they show him footage of him, like, floating through the water, and he looks close, and he's like, that's not right. It's like that filter on TikTok where your eyes are too far apart. Something's not right here.
I saw a TikTok where the parents went over to the kid's face and did this to it before they saw the camera. Oh,
yeah. The eyes are like...
And the kid's like, ah!
Yeah, and then the kids look like Spiegel. It's bad.
I love the internet sometimes.
It's fun. It's a fun place to be. But go on. Where else have you been? Oh,
what else has been going on? Then I was supposed to have Riot, but there was a mix-up at the bar, so I didn't have my regular Showtime. Whatever. Then we had an online adult convention type of situation. You're fine, dude. You're fine. My brother just walked in. and so we had the online adult convention. That was whack. Everything, it was all based on like TV shows, and everything they present to us, none of us liked. So I only ordered like one doll. I ordered two dolls, but I'm trading one for two other dolls with somebody else, you know, the flipping and whatnot. Then there was, Thanksgiving at Gym Bar. I went to that. That was nice and cute. Then I had regular Thanksgiving. I went to my younger brother's place. He did a deep fried turkey for the first time. I recorded it because I was like, this is either going to go really well or really bad, and I have to have this on film. And so, but it went, you know, you've seen the videos where like everything explodes and whatnot. And like, so I'm like, I have to record this. But it went really well. He measured everything. Like, he was very mechanical about it. Surprisingly, it only takes like an hour to deep fry a turkey, depending on how much weight it is.
Wait, is the turkey, the turkey's obviously not frozen. Like, you're obviously putting, no, like, a room.
You can't, that was something else he looked into. If you put it in frozen, then that bitch is going to melt and all the water is going to fuck you up with the oil. So it has that, to be like a room temperature. It can't really be wet. Like, you have to, like, there's a lot of precautions that were taken into account with deep frying a turkey. We've all seen the videos, and if you haven't, please go online and look at videos of deep fried turkey. Like, it's crazy. And it's like, once it goes bad, there's no turning back. Like, you just walk away.
From the house.
From everything, yes. But I deep fried turkey for the first time. Kind of never want to look back. I think I only want to have deep fried turkey now for Thanksgiving. If it's not pinil, it has to be deep fried turkey. Okay. I also kind of curious to see what the deep, if you deep fried what's already cooked, the Popeye's turkey.
I thought that was already a fried turkey.
Well, it's already seasoned. And it's already cooked. So you don't have to cook it as long. Is what I've been hearing. Because I saw that on TikTok also. Anywho. Black Friday came and went. I didn't do much shopping.
Really? Same?
It is what it is. I signed up for a passport. I'm planning to travel for my 40s if I can.
Oh, yay. Finally.
Well, travel outside of the U.S. I'm trying to see Richard in Mexico in May. I'm trying to make a little pit stop at Canada at some point. And then as I progress into my later 40s, hopefully Europe, Asia, and whatnot. We'll see.
As you put a virus.
And then this past weekend, I was supposed to go see Dina Martina with...
what happened with that?
I got a stomach virus, and I was throwing up and shitting all weekend.
Oh.
I was like, oh, I'm going to go see Dina Martina. I'm going to get some dick. No. Mm-hmm. Life had other plans. And so I just, all weekend, running from the toilet to the bed, having to wash sheets for obvious reasons.
Oh, God damn. Oh, girl. Oh, God.
I did order a new pair of sheets for Cyber Monday.
You should just get a
didn't do much shopping on Friday, but come Monday after that upset stomach, definitely took advantage of the Cyber Monday specials.
You had to like reassess the budget after Monday. Maybe we can allow for some sheets. We tossing a couple pairs out.
I don't know how big the depends come in, but that's another idea for birthday gifts on the roast.
Now I wish I'd heard that you chopped a lot on Cyber Monday.
Come again?
I don't know. Can you call those depends, or is that just like a support system? Like, life support?
I mean, I could also just buy like the doggy wee wee pads and just put staples on the sides.
Oh my God. Get a hole punch and some zip ties, bitch, if you're in business.
What did you say?
I said you would just get the dog wee wee pads, a hole punch, and some zip ties.
Yeah, there you go. Hope for the best.
And that's a Kiki diaper.
That sounds so depressing.
It's on a budget, and you don't have to buy extra shit. You just have stuff in the house. There you go. I'm sure you have a hole punch somewhere in your apartment.
I feel like the hole punch is counterintuitive. Like, I feel like it's only gonna make it worse. Like, it's gonna mess with the, like, asking for
that, You only put like four. I mean, you're not gonna make Swiss cheese out of the bottom of it. Like, you're not gonna have to make a colander.
I mean, it's not even a 10-minute walk from the bedroom to the bathroom. I just have to make it from one point to the other.
10 minutes.
10 seconds. I said.
Oh. Well.
So yeah, that's been pretty much my week. A month, I guess.
Okay, just performing and shitting yourself. I got you, girl.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I hope you know that a lot of these shit jokes are just gonna just exhume themselves during I don't want you roasting other people, Kareem.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, what were you saying about Kareem? Is she putting herself in the line of fire too?
Kareem messaged us both earlier today.
Yeah, that was
keying. And I don't want to get into too much details because I don't want to get. It wasn't a conversation for everybody, but
it was pretty funny.
It was, but at one point you were like, "Oh," because my response was like, "Wow," and you're like, "Too much?" And I'm like, "No, we're too much. I'm used to being red. Like it's part of the friendship. It comes, and I'm here for it."
Like, she's always, so easy to read. She's like a coloring.
Yeah, it's one of those coloring books that's like for the 2-year-olds. That like it's the big black lines. It's just very simple figures.
It's just so easy. So wait, is he not? Or are they not coming to your roast? Or are they not available?
Who? What?
Or are they not invited?
Who?
Kareem.
I haven't asked.
Well, I mean, okay. You keep telling me not to like read other people at this roast, and I just don't.
I think everyone that I see say that to, you all have like, no, we're all gonna read each other.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Because I'm coming for everybody.
I just want to keep it short. I don't want the whole night to be roast.
Well, unfortunately, it's not. You know, like
I'm gonna buy like a timer, and you have 10 minutes each.
Ten minutes, I'm good.
If you're all gonna beat each other, then I'm gonna give you 10 minutes. The only thing is, I don't. Some of you know each other better than others, but like no one really like Prada's not close with that many people, so I don't know how that reading's gonna go.
That's fine.
On both sides, because I don't know if Prada's gonna cut too deep with certain people. Reading is great when you know each other. I'm just putting that out there.
I think everything is fair game. I think it's all in good fun. And I think bitches should be scared.
And it's even funnier when it's unexpected.
Again, we have 2 months.
Yeah, that's the problem. I've been writing jokes for a year, bitch. Like,
how have you been doing in California?
I'm good. California's been fun. I got here on the 3rd of November. Mm-hmm. And since then I've been like hiking in Runyon Canyon. I've seen the Hollywood sign several times. I've seen countless sunsets in Cali.
Have you walked the Hollywood Boulevard yet? Did you look at the stars on the street? Did you look at the Grauman's Theater? Did you do anything?
I have. I have. I've been to the Chinese Theater. That's where I went to go see Black Panther, actually.
Is it a small theater? Do they have reclining seats? What's it like?
It's like an old school theater. It's like,
that's what I figure. I don't think they actually have their premieres in there. Like, people walk around it, but I don't think that's what the theater they actually have the premieres at for, like, the big budget stuff.
I mean, maybe. Probably. It seats a fuck ton of people, but, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It was interesting. Yes, I've been to the Walk of Fame several times. We're, like, not that far from there, so I kind of routinely walk past it.
Any bars, clubs? Which neighborhoods have you been checking out?
I've been to WeHo a couple of times. I have been pretty much to every bar. except for a couple.
You haven't done downtown LA that much, right?
I haven't done downtown that much. That's what I was about to say. Like, I did a couple of bars downtown, but it was not great. I went to the Eagle here, and it was like, nah, it was like,
it's not the same. It's not the same.
Yeah, it was like a dating circle. It was not fun. It was like, oh, we're just all going to sit around here and drink beer and like talk to each other. What the fuck is this?
When I went to the Eagle in LA, I did see stuff going down, but it wasn't much. It's not like the New York Eagle. Yeah.
No, not at all.
Not at all. I so wanted you to go to 15, but I don't think you went to that one.
I did not. But you I've also back then. What?
You still have one more night. I don't know what happens on Thursdays, though.
I mean, I have tonight and tomorrow.
I forget. It's only like, what, 3 o'clock over there?
5. But yes, the night is still young. But oh, I went to one of the first Sundays that I was here. I went to Hot Dog Sundays at El Cid and ran into friend to the pod Tony Soto. And caught up with her, like had a whole moment. She introduced me to a bunch of girls. Here.
What time did you get to Hot Dog Sunday? Was it during daytime or was it nighttime already?
It was like 5 o'clock. It was like 5 or 6 by the time we got there. Yeah. But it was fine. It was a good time. Talked to her. She invited me to her next Learn the Words Bitch, you know, the lip sync competition that she does out here.
I think, right?
What'd you say?
I believe it's at Stash? Stash?
It's illegal. I think so, yeah. But I'm gonna already be back in New York by then. And by the time I come back to LA, I think it'll be time for the next one. But I don't know. And I've just been like, you know, making friends, running into people that I know. Oddly enough, I just running around WeHo ran into David Laff. Correction. Now I know Mohart because I ran into, Honey, who was sitting with Mo and Jasmine Masters, and she introduced me to those girls. So like, now I have like, I doubt that they would remember me. Like, they were, like, very, like, involved in their own, like, conversation. Like, how dare they be involved in their own lives when meeting a celebrity such as myself? But, like, it happens, you know?
Relatable.
Right? But, yeah, met those girls. And there were some other, like, I just, like, I don't know. I've just run into a lot of people that I've known from New York who have made the transition to LA and are like just here and somehow remember me.
You didn't by chance run into Shangela, who did not win Dancing with the Stars, did you?
No, right? Does that happen in LA?
I think it happens in Hollywood, which isn't that, like, not West Hollywood, but like maybe wherever the Disney studios are, it can't be that far from you guys.
It's probably either Hollywood or Florida.
No, it's in California, I think.
Yeah, then yes, she would be here. But, like, no, I have not seen Shangela. And you know way more about Dancing with the Stars than I do. Like, what happened? Yeah. I only watched what she
made it to the top four. She made it to the top four. It was between her, Charlie D'Angelo, some viral star named Charlie.
D'Angelo. Oh, she's like the 18-year-old like professional dancer. Yeah, when I saw her, I was just like, who? Why is anybody
she won,
else?
She won, by the way. Spoiler alert.
She won. Okay, obviously.
It was her, it was Shangela, Charlie, whoever the last Bachelorette was, and Wayne Brady.
Bachelorette, that's a great movie. That sounds like a great movie.
The Last Bachelorette.
It's like starring Catherine Heigl.
I enjoyed it. She did. They really liked her. She was great for TV. And on the last show, she got her dance partner in drag for their final dance, their freestyle dance, which was kind of cute.
Yeah, I saw that. That was.
And
that
she
was
had, I think Laganja and Yuriko is part of that.
Wow. Yeah, didn't watch any of it. Sorry.
No worries.
Wait.
How else has California been treating you?
Really.
Are you moving out there? Are you coming back to New York permanently? What's the? Have you? Everything's up still in the air. Did you find work?
So I have been having like conversations and coffees and things with like costumers and other designers who work out here. It's interesting to see how much more collaborative and easier to like to get work is out here. I haven't like agreed to anything yet. Like I was here for a week and this girl was asking me to be a costume PA on her music video and I'm just like, I'm on vacation, thanks. No. but I think I'm gonna give it a try. I think I'm gonna come back for the holidays, and I technically don't really have an apartment right now anywhere, so I think I'm gonna like gather my stuff that I have in storage and like sell stuff or give things away or burn. I would rather burn things than give them to some of you bitches, honestly. And I think I'm gonna do the whole cross country thing and come back out in like January after all is said and done, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But there's still other things that are up in the air that have to be figured out before that happens. But I did see an apartment here with this queen that we know, Felony Dodger.
Mm-hmm.
I got approved for the apartment and shit like that, but like I ended up not going with it just because I'm not gonna be here all month.
Yeah, white people, you're not gonna be for, yeah.
Right. And like it was great, it's a great space. I'm just gonna check other things out when I get back.
Yeah.
You know. But I mean that like ups our chances of winning a Glammy now. With one of the hosts living in California, one of them maybe living in New York or somewhere in the surrounding area.
I don't think that's how that works.
I mean, that's how it worked last year and the year before. Again, that.
I don't think being in California was the reason they won.
Yeah. Well, it was damn sure not the reason they were nominated. So
it was one of them happened to be on Drag Race, and so one of them happens to be on Drag Race at multiple times, and the other one is a well-known name in nightlife because she's an icon.
I think those things are true. However, also, I think all of this should be stricken from the
record. Just keep it. Just remember, nothing's been voted on yet. People listen.
I also don't want to be. Yeah, I don't want to be Lola Michele Kiki and get blackballed from the Grammys and somehow not know that. Like, you went on a campaign, bitch. Like, how do you? Sorry. Choices. So I think most recently one of the last things that I did here. Oh my god! Off mic. I have something to tell you, bitch. It just came back into my memory. Like,
Hmm? You need to make a note so you don't forget again?
Mm-hmm. Don't read that out loud.
Can you discuss how, what that was like?
We can discuss that off mic.
Off mic. We're not editing more shit again.
Yeah, I'm also not letting y'all in that post. We're also not letting y'all in that post. Okay. So all of that was nonsense. I don't know how far we're going to cut that back. So most recently I went to this, last night I went to this Star Trek bar called Scum and Villainy.
Excuse me. That is a Star Wars bar. And it was a general geek bar. They had a ton of drinks and things from all sorts of different fandoms.
So nerds.
Nerds.
But hot nerds.
Not necessarily. Really.
That was not a prerequisite. Nobody
we
said that.
We were hot. We were the hot nerds. But the other people there were very much in the neckbeard area.
Oh, no.
By the way, for the listeners, the Ernie on the other side of Bert over here is also, this episode is not visual for the most part.
So. If you're on Patreon, or if you're watching this a year from now on YouTube.
Come on, but
that's Ronnie's bay on the other side. But yes, yeah, so tell us about the weird bar.
I mean, it was weird. It was like all of the Star Wars magic ends right at the bathroom, right at the bathroom door.
Did they have the blue milk?
They had green milk. Yes, they had blue milk. There was blue milk. but I am not drinking right now again.
Boring. shuts the computer down.
I know I'm much less fun when I'm not drunk. It's a character flaw.
You are better at controlling your vocal range when you aren't drunk.
Right. Like, everybody's like, we need to pump you full of caffeine and alcohol and, like, just let you loose on the world. And I'm like,
no one says caffeine. That's you. We know not to give you caffeine, Gremlin.
I think it's a brilliant idea. I mean, if no one wants to sleep, if you don't want to sleep and you want to, like, be infinitely and eternally annoyed, then, like, yeah, sure, do it. I think I'm hilarious. I don't know if you will, but, like, I do.
And if you don't like caffeine, Coke is the next... Well, never mind. Huh?
What did you say? Oh, God. What?
Dear God.
Oh. So, I... yeah, so that's... I mean, that's really been my, like, my trip. I think I came to LA to like experience like what it could be like a little more in depth than I did like the week that I came to visit before. I'm a New Yorker. I can totally do it.
But you see the charm of LA.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. Even if I have to like drive to work, I would much rather do that than get on the subway again.
Did you try the train in LA yet or no?
I haven't. I literally have not done any public transportation at all. I used a scooter once to go get, and then I scooted back.
Wait.
Well, the scooters are everywhere on the street, and the homeless population in LA is insane because of the laws out there.
I heard that they were, like, cleaning up the city or something like that, but I don't really know what that means, and...
It sounds messy.
Yeah. Oh, did you hear that New York makes it legal now to involuntarily hold someone on a psych hold?
I'm sorry, what?
So, you can legally involuntarily hold someone indefinitely on a psych hold in New York City now. Like, if you get all the proper paperwork together and, like, you get someone declared, like, mentally incompetent, you can just keep them in, like, a, like, psych ward or a psych hospital for the rest of their life.
Don't know. It worries me that you're excited about this.
How close do you need to be to this person to get them locked away for this long?
I don't know. It's New York. Don't you have that, like, common law thing where you just have to be friends for 10 years or something? Watch out, bitch. Watch out.
I promise you that the paperwork won't line up for me. Starting with guess my weight.
Oh no. Don't guess.
I know you were also on vacation during this month.
Yes. I went on a cruise for the first time.
Did you get sick?
No. There was like, I think like the second to the last night, there was like rough water off like the Gulf of Mexico. Mm-hmm. And that was like the most I ever like I didn't get seasick, but I did like feel the waves.
Gotcha. And you didn't get involuntarily held against your position, unless you're against your will on the boat because you had coronavirus or anything like that, right?
No.
Was that one of your on the cruise where you might get stuck for 60 days?
No. They didn't require like any running like
at the very beginning coronavirus.
So what?
No, I remember that, but like I don't think anybody cares about coronavirus anymore. So like they would just let him off the boat. They would actually give you the corona and just
dump you off in Mexico somewhere like this is your home now.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your trip.
That trip was fun. So I went on Virgin, which is basically an adults only cruise.
Love that.
So no kids, which I think I'll definitely do again. I will say the first day it was a mess. We had some what is it, THC laced or THC infused juice.
Oh, love those.
And they forgot they had it in their bag. So we were going through the security line. Hold on for 1 second. Hold on 1 second. That's my food. Hold on. Oh my god. That story's messy.
Hold on. Oh, let's go back to the story topics. Is there anything we can bring up while she's gone?
Well, Legendary got the chop.
Yeah. Surprise. Oh,
no. Yeah, they're legendary. So a while ago, a bunch of series got cut from HBO, and Legendary was one of them.
That's how we lost the Batgirl movie also.
We lost the Batgirl movie because it was bad.
Listen,
no, we don't know that.
I have to say, like, did it feel like it was going in one direction, and did it go in that direction? Absolutely. But the show was
legendary.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just clear who the winner was from like week two, and like that doesn't make for a terribly exciting season. But the performances were still so good. Like the premise was great.
I think that there was room for it was too staged from the very beginning because even the houses weren't made of real people from certain places. Like it was all constructed. Asha said that on Facebook. They're like, these were people that were put together with me. These weren't people I wanted to necessarily dance with and this and the other.
Yeah, it was American Idol. It was American Idol for Rogers.
America's Best. What was the MTV show? America's Best Dance Crew.
America's Best Dance Crew. Yeah.
It's basically which that.
Wasn't Laomi a part of?
Yes.
Yeah. So I could see that.
We've also been introduced to Wednesday on Netflix at this point.
So I'm officially obsessed. Reclaim Wednesday as my like avatar and overall
you mean Miércoles because she's Latino. She is. I mean, that's the. Oh, I don't know if you noticed it in the second and third episode. You see Morticia's, like, maiden name is Frump.
Frump.
I was like, who did this?
Morticia Frump.
Terrible.
But yeah, we keep forgetting that Catherine Zeta-Jones is Austrian, which makes her a full-blooded white woman. Just so we're clear. But yes, I am obsessed with Wednesday. I am really enjoying the series. It's like the number one series. It like surpassed Stranger Things.
It was the most watched hours, like the most people watching it in like the first week of drop or something like that.
I was very curious. I've definitely watched a couple of episodes at this point. I'm trying to savor it.
Yeah, same. I'm not trying. I don't particularly binge shows like that anyways in general. I mostly get one or two episodes in, and then I kind of get sick of watching, unless it's like a 30-minute show. And then I can binge a little bit more.
I mean, I like to binge, but I like to take a break.
And 1 hour shows. I can't do it 1 hour shows.
I can. It's fine. I don't mind. But I need to break it up with some like animation or some like, I don't know,
something else. Porn.
Yeah, something. So DJ, what was yours? What happened on your cruise? What were you?
With the TAC, CZ, TBCD, Juice,
ABCD. No. So we had this. It was THC infused juice, and it was in this small little bottle, and we forgot that we had it in the bag. So as we were going through security to get the pat down and everything, they was like, "Oh my god, we gotta finish this." Like we could have tossed it, but it was like, "Why waste it?"
Right.
So everyone's taking like a swig out of the bottle. They pass it back to me, and I panicked and chugged the whole thing.
Yes.
There was like six of us all together. The other five looked back at me and just like stuck, like,
"You fucked up.
He about to die." Everything was fine until like we were sitting in the waiting area and waiting to get on the boat because they call you by groups. Mm-hmm. And maybe like 2 minutes before they called our group, which was like group 10 or something like that, to get on the boat, mm-hmm. That's when everything just started going downhill. I'm just like, "Oh shit, I'm down.
Things go in slow motion."
Everything was in slow motion. I'm like, "Oh my god!" They called our group. I'm slowly walking. We get on a boat and we're greeted by like I guess the hostess of the ship. The hostess of the ship. They was like, you know, really lively and whatnot. And I swear I could see the fucking music, like not hear it, but I could fucking see the music. I could see fucking colors everywhere. I'm like, "Oh shit! Like, what's happening?" We're walking through, and it's like at one point I could hear the music, and all of a sudden I just heard nothing. Nothing whatsoever. I was just gone. I think I was stuck for at least 6 hours because I missed the point where we left the dock.
Oh,
when I woke up, when I woke up, we were pulling out of Miami, and I'm like, "Oh.
Damn, that was fast."
Right. We were pulling out of Miami and like headed towards
the
destinations.
Wait, did you pass out or were you just like on another planet?
So apparently I did pass out, but it was like somehow I still made it to the, because like when you first get on the ship, you have to go to this like quick safety training. So like your group has to go down to like the fourth floor of the ship. And I think altogether it's like 17 floors on this ship.
That's crazy.
It is. Our room was like towards, because we all had rooms, and our room was like at the front of the ship. So it was a pretty good view, but apparently not as good as the view at the back of the ship, where you get to see like a whole 180 of the water and everything. I still made it to the safety training, but after the safety training, I was out cold. By the time I woke up, it was dark.
I mean, that's not surprising. It was probably 4 p.m.
No,
I love that it was like,
It was like close to like, I want to say 7:30, and we got on the ship. We got on the ship at like, I want to say 3 or 4. Actually, it might have been closer to 8. But I was out. Knocked out. We didn't make any of the actual destinations we were supposed to because of the hurricane that was coming through Florida. What was it? Hurricane Nicole, I think it was.
Yeah, what do you mean you didn't get to go to your destinations?
The destinations that we were going to were in the direct path of the hurricane, so they had to like make up alternate destinations.
So you were on the ship in the middle of a hurricane?
Well, they steered around it. They steered around the hurricane, but they had to come up with alternate destinations. The first one was supposed to be Cozumel, Mexico. But what they did was, instead of Cozumel being the first day, they made it the second day, and we ended up going to Costa Maya, Mexico. But they ended up getting there late, so instead of having a whole day, we only had like 5 hours there.
Did you get like a refund or like a partial credit or anything like that?
We're working on that. We did get one. We got like some sort of like port refund for one of the locations. But they gave up their spot in Cozumel the first day. They tried to go the second day, but there was like, what we're going to do is we're going to sit out in the water and have this smaller boat come in and bring you off the ship and take you onto the shore of Cozumel, Mexico. That little boat got tossed around so badly, they was like, well, we can't make that destination. So, what I've realized is to not go on a cruise during hurricane season. I'm going to go earlier next year, like June, July.
I would hope that's the fucking walk away lesson.
We spent more time at sea than we actually did, but like because of all the stuff that was like to do on the ship, like I was like, for the first experience, it's not that bad. The last part of the trip, we just ended up going to Key West.
Okay.
We saw drag shows on the boat.
Okay.
I spent most of the time at the casino or literally at
did the they bar, have a movie theater?
I didn't see a movie theater. If it was one, I didn't see it.
You're kind of forgiven for not seeing Wakanda Forever yet.
They had nightclubs on the boat. They had bars like
no, you can't you rent it? You can rent it.
You can rent it. So what was it? So all six of us bought bar tabs for $300, and then with that $300, they give you an extra $100 per person for each bar tab $300 that you purchase. We tried everything to exhaust that bar tab. We had drinks when we first woke up. We had drinks at breakfast. We had drinks at lunch. We had drinks after breakfast. We had drinks in between breakfast and lunch. By the time I got done, I still had $152 left.
Damn.
Wow.
That you should... And the thing was, like, you can actually buy whole bottles, but the problem was is that because I already bought bottles, because I bought this at in Costa Maya, Mexico, we could have bought bottles, but I didn't have any more room in my bag, and the airline that we flew on, which was a choice, we flew on Spirit.
Nope.
Keep doing it.
Their bag weight limit is 10 pounds less than everyone else. Everyone else is 50 pounds. Spirit only gives you 40.
Spirit!
The flight was nice. It wasn't a rough flight.
Flight was nice. They make you sit in an aluminum bucket and send you in a bus in the sky. How was the flight nice?
That's only because of your size. That doesn't apply to the...
No fights broke out. There wasn't any, like, you know...
No fights broke out? That's your barometer of a nice fight?
Yes.
I mean, it is Spirit. I guess. I mean,
I've never had a bad experience yet, but...
Like,
I've had only bad experiences on Spirit.
I've had the worst. you?
Yes. I've had only the worst... experiences on Spirit, not with delayed flights, turbulent flights where like the seatbelt just didn't work the whole flight. I mean, like, not that the seatbelt's gonna do anything in the first place if we go down, but like especially in a Spirit plane, have you been on like a regular plane and like compared a Spirit seat to a regular seat? It's like the skeleton of a chair. Like it's like a folding chair.
Or JetBlue. Typically, yeah. Like typically, if I had JetBlue or Delta, Spirit was definitely different because I feel like the flight back had more leg room than the flight going there because I was.
I mean, I'm not really like I'm not concerned about leg room, honestly.
Again, she can't relate.
I can't relate.
Oh no. But yeah, it was like there was literally everything. Like, there was bars everywhere. There was restaurants. The food was included in the cost, so.
Okay.
You can eat wherever you want to at any time of the day. Well, at least like most places up until 2 a.m. You have to make the reservations for the restaurants because those spots fill up. So we all booked like a different restaurant for each night.
How many restaurants did they have?
They had at least, I know we went to a different restaurant every night. So I'm going to say at least 7 or 8. At least 7 or 8 restaurants, some seafood, steakhouses. There was one place called the Experiment Kitchen or something like that, where it's recipes or their menu items are stuff that they, oh no, it was called the Test Kitchen. And it's stuff that like, is not common. So like they had this deconstructed sort of cheesecake or like, It was crazy.
Did it taste good?
It was good. Yeah, the drinks were pretty good. I think next time I will not do the bar tab because the drinks were only like they were only between $7 to $13. I wasn't expecting to pay way more.
Yeah, I would think it'd be a little more expensive also.
Yeah, it was only like $7 to $13. You could buy like a whole bottle for like $65. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that would have worked.
We did the casino. There was the two places that are like all night until like 2 a.m. is there's a pizza place that makes a personal size pizza and then an ice cream place that has like 8 different flavors and they switch it up each day. So I kept going back for the key lime pie and the strawberry cheesecake flavored or something like that.
Those are pies or shots?
Ice cream.
Oh, ice cream. Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, it was pretty good. I'll definitely do that again. I got a lot of shots like on the balcony because we had a room with a balcony. I think next year I'm gonna do a Rockstar Suite because the Rockstar Suite was pretty. The Rockstar Suite is pretty big. The room that we had was it's somehow made for multiple people, but it's also small. But there was also rooms smaller because there's rooms that's on the balcony, and there's also rooms that are inside the ship that have no windows.
Okay. Well, it seems like you had a pretty much fun experience.
That sounds like a really like great cruise. A luxury experience in the sea.
And no kids. I love that part.
No kids.
That's the seller.
Because we kept saying, like, you know, like on Norwegian and Carnival, you know, kids are allowed on the cruise. So, like, we just kept imagining, like, the kids running around the ship screaming at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Why would you imagine
that? All over the place.
No.
Crying. Spilled on the floor. Oh.
No.
They had.
You would hear a scream and a splash every hour on the hour.
Right. They had something called Scarlet Night, which I need to redo this because this was actually fun. It's basically adults only. But no, I wish it was though. That would have been hot. Scarlet Night is basically you wear anything red. So people were coming out in like a red, like see-through something. One person had on a red thong with like a red mesh top. I was like, what? And it was just like basically a party on the top deck of the ship. Like a whole dance party.
Mm.
I think Ronnie, I think you would like that.
Really?
I can see you on Scarlet Night.
Why? Why me?
Cause it's very club-esque, very like like it gave like a red rave. Minus the drugs.
Not a red wedding.
Drugs? Wait, you can't. Why would you not have? You know what? That's not important.
You can't carry drugs on.
Oh.
Right?
You don't know. There's
certain drugs you can't take on a cruise, if I'm not mistaken, right?
So just like the airport, they take your bags when you're outside waiting in line to go to the first part to get your wristband. Because your wristband is how you pay for everything. It's how you pay for your, or how you basically register who you are, how you get into your room, how you get your drinks. Yes, this is what California has to offer. I would imagine, like, just like at the airport, they scan your bag, make sure you don't have anything in there. So by the time you get up to your room, your bags are waiting in front of your room.
Wait, do they go through your bags?
They run them through a scanner, just like at the airport.
That's fine. They can go through your bags. As long as you have, like, a plastic baggie in nature's pocket, you can bring anything on the boat.
You technically can. Like it's all about how you do it. Because, like, they still had, like, the scanner for, like the carry-ons or stuff that you carry on. They had, like, a scanner that you just put everything through. I think that they have a TSA, too. So TSA will check your carry-on in the x-ray to see what you have.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen enough movies. I know how to, you know,
stuff a couple of butt crack.
You just hide it in like a condom or a latex glove, and you shove it up nature. You just
because it's a booty hole.
It's a booty hole. You can't get that dirty. It's a booty hole, girl. Mm.
I don't approve of any of this.
Oh my god.
It's just, after
the weekend I had.
Yeah. You have been smuggling.
My pockets were wanting to be inside out. Not in the rose butter dandelion fantasy.
I mean, it was a rosebud in a sense, I guess.
Anywho, that brings us to the end of the episode.
Wow, we did this in an hour.
Since we haven't had a question of the week, I'd like to bring it back now that we're current, hopefully.
What is our question of the week?
I want to ask, should it be a Wednesday question? Like, what are you looking forward to the second season? We're not there yet because we haven't finished the season yet.
I haven't even seen all of season one yet, so I can't even ask.
Dude, you're like some math thin.
That's just from the side.
It's a filter.
Yes.
Should I ask should it be a Wakanda question? I feel like that's late is dated.
Maybe
since, a Namor question.
I was gonna say since scientists found that ancient zombie virus in the ice, like I was gonna ask, what are your plans for the zombie apocalypse? Like, how do you plan
for it? Or maybe like, what do you want for Christmas?
Fine.
Whatever's more likely.
Look, the zombie apocalypse is definitely more likely now that we have this ancient virus that's been exposed.
There's no connection to zombies and the virus. Okay, Waking Dead? Walking Dead? It
is a virus that was dead and is now alive. That is a zombie virus.
You thought that it was dead, it just wasn't present.
So, it's the same answer for both. I won't need a solar generator because if it's not the zombie virus, it's going to be that boogaloo white apocalypse across America. Either way, we're living in a Fallout style aftermath, and you're gonna need your own power.
Oh wait, are we actually doing the zombie question?
I don't want the zombie question. I don't want the zombie question.
Fine, no zombie question.
Pop culture. People like pop culture.
Okay, pop culture. What do you think was on the Kanye West Kim Kardashian sex tape that he showed to his Adidas employees?
Yeah.
No. No. Like, was it missionary? Was it a close-up? Was it a POV shot? Like, do we get faces? Like, was it, like, no face, no case kind of situation? Like,
just for the record, I am not part of this misogynistic conversation.
What? It's not a misogynistic conversation! It's a conversation about what happened, where, like...
Someone's sex tape that was not approved for public consumption was shown to public people.
I mean, technically, Adidas is a private company, but, like, yes.
I mean, if you want to be that person... Bitch. It's not like we haven't seen this person's body before, but...
Wait, which one? Which one?
Kim's. But,
Haven't we also seen Kanye? We've also seen Kanye's dick. We have, yes.
I have no interest in seeing it, but anyways...
Oh my god! Yeah, straight away
from... We were having such a good podcast, and she wants to go be problematic real fast at the end.
What happened? How did I get problematic?
Zombies and sex tapes and all this nonsense.
That is.
We're never gonna go mainstream.
Not because of me. Actually, I think it's a combined effort. Honestly,
it totally is. As I opened up the podcast for being racist.
Yeah. Not only did she start by being racist, but she also had, like, a litany of shit jokes and Squid Ink illustratives for us to just think about.
We know that mainstream America loves shit jokes. It's been the career for many a people. Speaking of, what's her face? Sherry Vine.
Sherry Vine?
Sherry Vine.
Were we speaking of Sherry Vine?
No, but she's made a career out of shit jokes.
A career?
I can't.
Now we're just throwing words around. Okay. Now that we're talking about careers, let's finish this podcast so we can go on to our night.
Netflix has given us Sabrina and Wednesday. Who will be the next angsty, emo-y child, teenager that we're going to see on Netflix from like a past incarnation?
You know exactly what I'm going to say.
The girl from Beetlejuice.
Oh, really? Yeah. Lydia would actually be a really great series. I would watch that.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
I was going to say Daria.
That's a good one.
But we were supposed to get... What?
Like a live-action Daria?
I could do a live-action Daria.
You guys gave those two. Those are really good answers.
Oh my god, and Kat Dennings can play her. That's it.
Oh yeah, I can see that.
The Good Adventures of Mandy.
I'm gonna say
just Mandy.
Yes. Wow, I like this. I like this whole lineup. All of these are like iconic figures for me.
Hold on.
Like, honestly.
I'm trying to remember the character's name. Hold on.
We need to put him in a box.
Sure. We get started. I mean, we're friends with Death. Like, last.
We're bring him back.
Yeah, of course.
But he would definitely be not. This is not about her.
No.
This is about Mandy.
I can see them. I can see them doing a TV show based on Glenda.
The Good Witch?
No. Chucky's trans daughter.
Wait, what?
Chucky? Remember Chucky has a son that transitioned?
Yeah.
Oh, Glenn. Into Glenda.
Glenda. Get it right.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to be honest, I didn't love Glenda.
All right, I think you're pitching that to the doll aficionados, and well, I feel like you're selling. I don't know if the Netflix producers are buying.
Yeah, that's more niche.
It's a little niche.
We're gonna put that up, put that on Shudder next to like My Eyes Are Eating Me and My Haunted Wigs and the Blade.
We're all watching
it on Shudder. Thanks for tuning in, you guys.
Thanks for tuning in. If you would like to join in and answer our question of the week, you can always reach out to us on Instagram and Twitter at ShadeParadePod. And if you would like to check out any of our merch, go over to ShadeParadePod.com or shop.ShadeParadePod.com. And yeah. Check us out next week. Oh, also, thank you for listening to us on Spotify, if you did. There's, like, we produced, like, somewhere around almost 1,500 minutes or something like that this year alone in new content. You're welcome. If you would like to say thank you, you can head on over to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/ShadeParade.
Do we have a Venmo yet?
We don't. Should we have a Venmo?
We should just have a Venmo because we don't produce Patreon content fast enough. So I'd rather just get the money. I'd rather have the money that we never touch anyways, just somewhere else.
Shh. I want to say we have a PayPal.
We definitely have a PayPal, maybe. But like, yeah, whatever.
We'll keep you posted, and if the public is able to vote for the Glam Awards, we'll let you know via our socials, so you can help us out, and hopefully we can win this year.
But
hopefully. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. We're going to do the outro.
Bye.